From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Joint Monitoring Commission on Iran's nuclear program met for the first time. The commission is tasked with monitoring how both sides of the recent nuclear accord with Iran implement their parts of the agreement. Monday's session brought high-ranking officials from Iran and the group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, Germany, and the European Union to Vienna for discussions. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot by Israeli police, who mistook him for a suspect in a deadly bus station attack. Amateur video from the scene shows a mob beating the wounded man as he lay on the floor of the Beersheba bus terminal in southern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned against vigilantism on Monday, saying no one must take the law into their own hands. The Pentagon says Russia and the U.S. will soon sign a memorandum of understanding on air safety over Syrian skies. Carla Babb reports.
After three rounds of discussions, Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the U.S. and Russia are nearing the completion of an air safety understanding to protect pilots flying in Syrian airspace.
Right now, best guess is tomorrow. It's just simply a question now of wording in the document and having the document signed.
Davis stressed that the air guidelines established with Russia are not part of a broader agreement on how the two countries could operate in Syria. Carla Babb, the Pentagon.
Officials say at least 14 people were killed and 20 wounded Monday in central Somalia when rival clan militias battled in the streets of Beledweyne. Witnesses say the violence followed a dispute over tax collection. Most of the wounded were civilians caught in crossfire. Efforts are underway to mediate the dispute. This is VOA News.